Houston F-15, we're ready to cycle the film and the pan and mapping cameras.
Endeavour, we're ready when we get the high gain going here. And I guess we'll have that ready about 5 minutes.
Okay.
Endeavour, this is Houston with your high gain antenna angles update.
Go ahead, Joe.
Raj, for the high gain pitch, minus 25, yaw 90.
Okay, minus 25 and 90.
Roger, and the Omni REAC NBW. And that's just for your information. Jim, if you'll go ahead and set the angles in, we'll give you the cue when we're ready for you to select the high gain.
Okay.
And it looks like it'll be about 10 minutes, I guess. Endeavour, this is Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, guys, wondered if you were interested in any breakfast time news up there.
Yes, sir, we always are.
Is it breakfast time?
It's just about.
Okay, troops, let me start with a special message of Godspeed to the crew of Apollo 15 from President Richard Nixon. and I'll quote directly from him, and there's some words in here that are very well expressed, I think. Apollo 15 is safely on its way to the moon, and man is on his way to another step across the threshold of the heavens. Man has always viewed the heavens with humility, but he's viewed them as well with curiosity and with courage, and these defied natural law, drawing man beyond gravity, beyond his fears, and into his dreams and onto his destiny. And we may be losing time here. Let me stand by for a minute. Okay, guys, suddenly you're back loud and clear. How do you read Houston? Endeavor, this is Houston. How do you read? Apollo 15, this is Houston. Over. Hello, Endeavor. This is Houston. Over.
Go ahead.
Rog, Jim, sorry for the interruption there. We had severe noise on our comm momentarily, but it's cleared up now. I'll go ahead with the morning's news and a quote from President Nixon. The flight of Apollo 15 is the most ambitious exploration yet undertaken in space, even as it reflects man's restless quest for his own future. So it also reenacts another of the deeper rituals of his bones. Not only the compulsion of the inner spirit to know where we are going, but the primal need in man's blood to know from what we have come. We hope, by this journey, to know better the origins of Earth, the Moon, and other planets. We hope to understand something more of the mysteries of God's great work, and in this seeking, we hope to understand more of man himself. To the men of Apollo 15, for all men, I say, Godspeed. End quote. And there's a second message here that was telephoned to Dr. Fletcher yesterday through the State Department. It reads, congratulations on flawless launch. Please pass my best wishes for a successful mission to the crew of Apollo 15 and to your entire staff. And that message is signed, Spiro T. Agnew. And the third comment about the launch was, the launch is called flawless, and you three are described as being very businesslike. And Cappy is quoted as saying, quote, the mission was the most nominal launch we have ever had, unquote. And I'd like to put in an editor's note here. That's probably technically correct, but it's aesthetically very incorrect. You could track the vehicle for hundreds of miles, literally hundreds of miles, through a beautiful clear sky, and it was a sensational launch aesthetically. I'm sure you would agree with that. Let's see, we've got an item here on the Muhammad Ali Jimmy Ellis fight here in the Astrodome, and it was declared a technical knockout in favor of Muhammad Ali in the last round, the 12th round. And it says that Ali took control of the fight in the 6th round and signaled the start of the end with an uppercut midway through the final round. And continuing on with the news, if you're still reading, Western Union employees... Western Union employees have announced agreement on a new contract that will end a nationwide walkout that began June 1. The 17,000 striking workers will go back on the job Wednesday morning. The Lockheed Company lost two Senate votes today in its attempt to avoid bankruptcy by obtaining a $250 million government loan guarantee. In sporting news, the Oilers traded Jerry Lavias to the San Diego Chargers in exchange for two linemen, defensive lineman Ron Billingsley and the 300-pound Gene Ferguson. The Oilers will use Ferguson at offensive tackle, it says. And finally, the Minnesota Vikings lost the services of starting guard Jim Valone when the doctors revealed that an undisclosed ailment would require long-term extensive treatment. And that's the end of the condensed news page I have in front of me this morning.
Okay, thank you very much, Joe, and please express our appreciation to the President and the Vice President.
Roger, sure will. Endeavor, Houston, go to AutoTrack for us now, please, and we're going to wait for another rev before we start to cycle those cameras.
Okay, Joe, AutoTrack.